All right, guys. Good evening. Good evening. The time is, again, a couple minutes after 8 o'clock p.m. This is Monday, July the 13th. Lucky Monday, lucky 13. I don't believe in bad luck. Actually, bad luck does exist. But today is lucky number Monday, July the 13th, and this is call number 20, if you guys can believe it. Call number 20 of Money Monday. So we started these calls exactly 20 weeks ago. In order to build up, again, everybody who's listening to them, us as the host, we get built up each and every single time that we listen to the calls. These calls have been absolutely amazing, not only, again, for us, but the amount of feedback and the comments and the response that we've gotten to the calls has just been amazing. So, again, call number 20, which literally means 20 weeks ago, you guys do the math, that was about 5 months ago, a little after the start of the year, we started these calls again to not only for our young people, but for all the people who deal with young people. So that's, again, mentors, parents we've had listen in, teachers, administrators, really anybody who's looking for that extra little bit of something to push them over that hump or to push them over that edge, these calls are for you. These calls are for you. And, again, I know I've enjoyed listening to calls like this in the past, and I continue to listen to podcasts and different things like that. So it just made perfect sense for us to create a platform, again, especially for young people, for them to be able to join in on some of this information that is somewhat universally available, but maybe not readily advertised or sort of marketed, again, to a younger audience. So, again, these calls are for us. The other thing that I'm super excited about is, again, that if you're listening to this call, might have been a rough day today, but, again, what we know from just living life and from, you know, observing other successful people is the fact that any point in time, you have the opportunity to change it all. And again, all it starts is, is just with a little bit of belief, a little bit of belief. You just do something a little bit different. If you believe you're capable of another result, a different result, then that's exactly what will happen. We're talking 99 out of 100 times. Your belief is what leads to new things and new results and there's new opportunities happening around you every single day. And these calls are designed to expand your belief through action because you can't just talk about, I believe, and then you don't change your behavior. You don't change what you actually do. That means you're just talking. So these calls are designed to, again, increase belief, which will increase to your action, your positive action, your forward action, your momentum being established. Then you look up and your results are completely different. You keep that up over time, and then you look up and your life is completely different. And just ask around. If anyone who you've seen transform and do something different, ask them whether or not they follow the exact formula that I just laid out. I promise you they did. If not, I will give you your money back for these calls. You guys will catch that later. All right, great. The other thing, right, before we get into tonight's call, and again, the topic for tonight's call, I didn't announce that earlier. The topic for tonight's call is the power of now. Five reasons why you should start whatever that thing is today. And we have some really, really cool notes. And this is such an awesome topic because we've covered similar topics, right, sort of danced around this issue. We've talked about procrastination. We've talked about crushing fear. We've talked about some other topics related to this, but, again, super excited about this particular topic and, again, who we have presenting that topic for tonight because that's a surprise for tonight. It's not going to be me presenting the topic. So that being said, I'm honored to have just a circle of guys around me, both ladies and gentlemen who I consider friends and associates and sounding boards, et cetera, that are just around to keep me in line. And the more you have these sorts of individuals around you, again, the less likely you are to make boneheaded moves and to just be able to move with urgency. So it's a really, really, powerful thing. And it's a luxury that if you look around that not everybody enjoys. So that's one thing that, again, side note, just side pointer that I'll just make a note of for you guys tonight is that, again, look for folks to spend time with who are going to stretch you, push you, motivate you, encourage you to do good things. That's one of the true definitions of a friend, okay? Or one of the, should I say, characteristics of a great friend is somebody who's going to do those things for you. So I'm lucky and fortunate to have A lot of those individuals around me, and you're going to hear from one of those guys tonight, Millionaire Manor Ambassador Sammy Indio, and he's going to be talking to you guys about the topic in just a moment. If this is your first call, ground rules-wise, it's really, really simple, okay? Number one, take some notes. Take some notes, right? And if you hear something that makes some sense to you, we ask that you go and share it immediately. And by immediately, we mean within 24 hours. Find, again, that friend that we were just talking about, make sure you're being a good friend. And if you hear something that makes some sense to you, be a friend, be a pal, be a BFF, and go and share that with someone else. So that way you can help them. Okay, that's number one. Number two is make sure you join in on the conversation. So all our different social media channels, we're at Millionaire Manners on everything pretty much. That's Facebook, that's Twitter, that's Instagram. That's pretty much it, okay? And if you guys want to reach out and touch me more personally, I'm here for that as well. My cell phone number is 443-271-3604. So, again, I receive texts all the time from you guys, and I really, really enjoy it. I really, really appreciate it. And it's just another way for us to be able to interact, okay? So all of that being said, tonight's topic one more time is, again, the power of now, five reasons why you should do that thing today. So with that being said, I'd like to introduce you guys to, again, one of our Millionaire Manor, Sammy Indio. He's an accountant, Morgan State alum, so I like him even more. He's one of our speaker facilitators, just all around very, very solid guy. I really, really appreciate him being around, and I'm looking forward to what he has to talk about tonight on the call. So, Sammy, are you there? Star 6 to unmute yourself.
Yeah, I'm here, Sadiq. Can everybody hear me?
Yeah, no, I can hear you, Sammy. So,
okay,
yeah, let's get going with that quote of the call, man, and take it away.
All right, man, let's get started. I appreciate you for the introduction, all right? So, all right, quote of the call. I have a short quote, but it's action-packed, all right? So the quote is, an ounce of action is worth a ton of theory, by Ralph Waldo Emerson. I'm going to repeat that one more time. An ounce of action is worth a ton of theory. Now, what does that mean? What is he talking about? All right, so let's take an example of baking a cake, right? You can get a recipe book. You can read it. You can read it a million times. You can memorize all the words on it. Heck, you can give a speech on how to bake a cake, right? But what do we have? You still have no cake until you take the action to start getting the ingredients in the pan. Putting the stuff together. I don't know how to bake the cake, so I'm not going to be too technical with it. But until you start taking action, there will be no cake, all right? So that's the quote for tonight. An ounce of action is worth a ton of theory, all right? You can theorize and plan all you want, but until action is taken, nothing will get done. All right, so let's get into it. The five reasons why you should start today, all right? So before I get started, we all have those people that keep telling themselves, I'll start on my diet tomorrow. Or they say, I really want to start this business, but the timing has to be just right. If you ever thought that or you know someone who thought that, this call is for you. We want you to stop thinking, stop planning, stop researching, and get started now. All right, reason number one why you should get started today. Number one, time will pass. It doesn't take a genius to know that time is going to keep moving regardless of what happens, all right? Things will change. People will change. If you look around and the people have changed around you, but you haven't, you're behind. So you need to get started today, all right? Time is always going to pass. When no action is taken, down the line, you'll see that nothing has changed, all right? Reason number two, being a man of integrity or a woman gives you confidence, all right? So we all talk to our friends about the goal we want to achieve. We say to our friends, man, I'm about to start this workout plan, or I'm about to start eating right. I'm going to start, drinking a gallon of water a day, all right? So you have to be careful of this because a lot of people fall into trap of getting so excited about talking to their friends about their goals that they think they already achieved their goals. Well, in reality, nothing has happened. No action has taken place, all right? So you have to be careful of getting too excited at your goals that no action is taken part. But the great thing about this, if you're on this call, if you follow Millionaire Manners, but I know that's not you. You are separated from that path. You have integrity. So you're going to go out there and actually take action. You're going to go out there and actually sign up for the gym membership. You're going to go out there and actually start classes to learn that new language, all right? So action. And when you take that action, it gives you the confidence to accomplish even more. All right, number three. Number three is being decisive is what leaders do. There goes that L word again. Even when we take the back seat to this call, we keep that leadership speech alive, all right? Leaders always make decisive decisions, all right? Sadiq always says, we always do something to practice for everything else, right? One day you're going to have to lead, whether that's leading a family, whether that's leading a school project. Somebody's going to look to you to make their tough decisions, all right? Being decisive and making moves now, taking action right now, not later, is going to prepare you for that moment, all right? Great leaders have the confidence that even if they make the wrong decision, that they can bounce back even stronger than before. Now, why are they going to bounce back stronger than before? Because they learn from their failures and mistakes, all right? This is all the power of taking action right now, all right? Number four is acting now equals progress. And here's the catch. Even if you fail, acting now equals progress. Now, if you want to start lifting weights, you want to start, being a public speaker, chances are you're not that great, right? But just because you started, and you started today and now, you are a step ahead of that person that says, I'll start it tomorrow. Or we all famous woulda, coulda, shoulda person. I would do this. I could do that, but they never do. Please realize when you act now, it equals progress. You are one step ahead of those people who are still thinking about it, still planning, still theorizing. All right? So acting now equals progress. All right, man, we're on the last one. Number five, the fifth reason of why you should start today. You can turn that what if into what now. All right, again, you can turn that what if into what now. The feeling of regret that you feel when you let an opportunity pass by is way worse than not trying anything at all. What happens when you don't try anything? You think, man, what if I actually did that? What if I went through with it? And that plays over in your mind over and over again. Wouldn't you feel better if you tried and failed? Now you know, okay, maybe I need to take a different approach. Maybe I need to, do something else. Now that you know, now you feel better that you actually took action in these things, all right? So those are my five reasons to start today, to start now. So let's go ahead and take a recap, all right? Number one, time will pass, all right? We all know that, Sadiq said it earlier. Time goes by fast. It's already July. You started this call just 20 weeks ago. It feels like yesterday that we started this call. So time will pass. You need to be able to move forward and change. Number two, being a man or woman of integrity gives you confidence. All right. So we all know we all strive to be a person of integrity. So if you say something and you follow through with it by taking action, that's going to give you even more confidence to accomplish the next step. All right? Number three, being decisive is what leaders do. Leaders are always taking action. Leaders are always making that tough choice. So in order for you to prepare to be a leader, you need to start taking action on whatever you want to accomplish right now, today. Number four, acting now equals progress, even if you fail, because when you fail, you can look at it in a different approach, and you can come back at it stronger and even with more knowledge than you had when you first started. And number five, you can turn that what if into what now. When I look back on my life, I want to have no regrets. Isn't that what you want? If that's what you want, then you need to take action today. So that's all I got for you guys today. Sadiq, is there anything you want to add?
No, man. Sammy, that was really, really good info, man. I'm so glad. I'm so glad you shared that info. I mean, I think in us just sharing, like, one of our conversations from earlier today and earlier, or late last week, rather, when we just talked about, again, sort of what, you know, one of the projects that you and I are working on and the fact that we've both been guilty of it. And just as, you know, me very gently and sort of, you know, with all love and all due respect, sort of calling you out a little bit, right? And you appreciating it and saying, you know what, I did just say that the other day. And then, boom, you just took off. You just took consecutive action over and over and over again. Or, you know, when you and I have talked before, you're like, hey, Sadiq, you know, that doesn't really make a lot of sense. Or, you know, you said that we were going to do X, Y, and Z, you know, last time. I mean, you did that with me just this past weekend. I said, you know what, Sammy, either I made an excuse about it or something else happened, et cetera. But the bottom line is that I didn't take action. I didn't take action. And having folks around you who will, again, gently and with love call you out when you're not taking action, I think is super valuable. So I think that was an awesome point. The other point I think that you made that was, again, just critical was around, again, not spending so much time talking about plans. I always like to use this quote, right, is that especially in this country, the health industry, right, the exercise, the fitness industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. But because it's so easy to access, you know, workout materials and videos on YouTube and, you know, fitness clothing and stretch pants and for guys, athletic shorts and sweatsuits, all that gear is really, really comfortable and it looks really good, some of it. So as a matter of what happens is that so many folks end up talking about going to the gym and talk about eating healthy much more than they actually go to the gym and eat healthy. Because we're spending so much time talking instead of taking action. Because the crazy part is that the more we actually go to the gym, then the more people around us will want to come to the gym with us or do other things as well that are action-oriented instead of us just talking. So I just think it's so ironic the fact that, again, people do this with their big plans too. Like, oh, you know, we'll let our excitement sort of stop us from taking the action. Because now we'll start getting questions about our plans. But like you said, Sammy, and to our listeners, plans don't equal action. And you have to have a good balance of planning but not letting that turn into forever plans, because forever plans are the worst kind. Those forever plans are the ones that don't get you famous. They don't allow you to take care of your family. And many times it's those plans that are executed in silence. And in the dark, when no one's around, those are the ones that count for the most. Not the ones we just talk about over and over again, but it's those plans that we execute without anyone being around. And then folks will see the action. Then you can answer all the questions later on. Even some of those doubters, too, because at first they're going to say, hey, why are you doing that? And then the second question, of course, is going to be, man, how did you do that? And the secret, of course, that we know is a good amount of planning, but then decisive. And that was a great word that you used, Sammy, decisive action, which is, again, like you said, one of the things that leaders do. Leaders make decisions. Leaders don't make excuses. Leaders get stuff done. Even if you don't even really know what you're supposed to be doing, just try it. And I think that's the other moral of this conversation is that sometimes you don't have all the answers. Great leaders very rarely do, but what leaders do have is a vision, and leaders will make decisions, and they will take decisive action, which I think, again, is just a recipe for success, man. So great stuff, man, great stuff. And I already tweeted out that quote already. That was an excellent quote. Again, an ounce of action is worth a ton of theory. That's beautiful.
Yeah. I appreciate it, man. And Yes, this call is very inspired by what happened this week, because I've been talking and talking about this new venture that I want to get into. I spoke to Sadiq with so much excitement, and, you know, we spoke for hours about it, but I never made the actual action step to actually make stuff happen. You know, I was doing some research on it and how to do this and how to do that. I was looking up prices, and, you know, because if you want to start anything, you might have to, you know, put up a little bit of money, you know, and I was just taking a lot of time to, you know, read up on things and stuff like that, but I was not taking any action. No progress was being made. So it took Sadiq to push me to call me out and say, you know what, Sammy, you talked about that last week. You know what, I said, you know what, you're right. And that's what he said is very true. You know, surrounding yourself around people who are very like-minded and who are always going to push you is always the best move, all right? You are an average of the five people you spend the most time with. You need to be very selective with people that you let into your life and then, right? So if you hang around people who are always negative, chances are you're going to start speaking negative. But if you hang around people who are always going to push you to do more and push you to reach your limit, like Sadiq did with me this week, then you will always see success and you will always see yourself progressing in life. So that's the last thing I want to leave you guys with. And, you know, if you guys ever have any questions, let me know. Star 6 to unmute yourself, guys.
Quiet group. Sam, you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I wasn't muted the entire time I was talking, was I?
No, you were good. I heard
okay,
you.
Okay, great.
this is Elijah Bruce. I just wanted to say this was a really good call. I'm glad I was able to be a part of it.
Thanks, Elijah.
I appreciate it.
Tell a friend, Elijah.
Oh, I sure will.
All right, guys, if nobody else has any questions or comments or, again, testimonials from this past week, we'll go ahead and end the call now, and we'll be back next week, same time, same place.
All right, see you next week.
All right, you guys have a great week, guys.
You too.
All right, guys.